Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry. I've got sex on my mind. You know what? This is so fucking hot. You're turning me on. I've always wanted to fuck you. And here's my chance.
Girl, you must understand, I could never be a man. I'm just here to be your bone, giving you something to moan. Hoping that you like it thick. Trust me, baby, I'll bust them lips. Getting you nasty, ready to dance. At the end, I wanna be in your pants. Back at my bed, you're sitting it slow. Positions are nice where you don't wanna go. To strangers that are getting freaky. I feel like a plumber, fixing this leaky. Put it in the hole like Tiger Woods. Watching this girl just feel so good. She's falling in love, but I think it's too quick. Cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just her. A big plate, so we talking about our bullshit lives. After the meal, we go for a drive. We smoking on a big ass blunt. She's looking at me like she wants some, so I pass it to her. Welcome to my land. She got so high where she couldn't even land. Laying on the back with her feet in the air, like a naughty vixen. The girl didn't care. Let me hit it all kinds of ways. Sweating like thugs trying to run away from the law. Cause you know what we doing is a crime. But let me hit that one more time. She gotta get going. Her husband's at home. Cause I'm not her boyfriend. I'm just her. Side, but she can't live with it and let it ride. Watching her trying to hold me down, buy me things, trying to keep me around. You can't stop me when I'm on a one way. I'm a player for life and there's no other way. So let's get back to what we do best. Pulling down the zipper on her dress. That's the body of the year and it tastes so good. She likes to nail cause I got that wood. Getting it hard where her eyes roll back. This girl is pursuing and needs to relax. I gotta get going, no bullshit at home. Cause I'm not her boyfriend, I'm just her.
Live up in the building presents virtual dating. My voice is a little groggy because I've been partying a little too hard. So it shows. That is another health issue we will talk about later on. What's happening, people? It's your boy DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. Cam Smell So Good, Reckoning Game Radio. We are live in the building in La Casa in La Barrio. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and get my little theme music going on in the background. Hey, we are streaming live, people, off of www.trilateralradio.com. All right. Get a little music going on, you know. Hey, y'all can go over there, check us out. Streaming live 24/7, you know what I'm saying? Independent music all the way around the clock, man. You just sit down and listen to new hits, guaranteed, you know what I'm saying? If you listen long enough, it's going to take you about a day to listen to everything. So that's how we're getting down, 24/7, streaming live. We got new shows coming soon, you know what I'm saying? Featuring myself, Reckoning Game Radio, 186 Deuce, which is straight out of California, Mr. Goofy Bo. Holding it down, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. We got Ohio representing with Miss Computer Lady, bringing y'all a computer show. We got Kentucky stepping the game up, you know what I'm saying, bringing y'all some comedy. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy, Meech Dog, representing, doing it real big. And we got some artists, you know what I'm saying, that have gave the thumbs up that they want to do some shows and stuff like that too. So we gonna got a whole slew of stuff you know, coming for you right there live. TrialOutOnRadio.com. TrialOutOnRadio.com. TLC Radio. Just go to any of my front pages. Click on the link and it'll take you right to the page. Click on the listen live and then you can see where it takes you to. We got the chat room up and running, you know what I'm saying? Where you can listen to us over there. You can also got the little call me button, but we don't have it up and running just yet. But in a minute, you're going to be able to call us direct, talk to us live, people. Like, I mean, live. And it's going down real big. It's a dream come true in the making. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to International Smokers Representative. It's the Sayonara. You know what I'm saying? Hooking everything up, putting us on point. And shouts out to my co-hosts with the mostest, Miss Heavenly Angel. You know what I'm saying? For bringing everything together. You know what I'm saying? Starting this new season of radio. So we're coming up season four, people. Season four. You know what I'm saying? God damn. It's just crazy, people. So we got a lot of milestones coming up to 20,000 profile views. That's another party, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be popping off soon. Got 19,700 and some change. So it's going in, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for everybody who's following the show and enjoying the show. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. That's what to do. Appreciate it. And we're going to continue bringing it to you. Shout out to my homie DJ Party Time, you know what I'm saying? All the time out there listening to it while he on the grind. Everybody out there steak and shake, you know what I'm saying? Holding down. What it do? Cutting Rick, you know what I'm saying? What it do? You know, Gemini, Eminem, what it do? You know what I'm saying? Miss John New, what it do? You know, all the artists out there too, you know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. Some new people out there, Mr. Millimeter, Tarantino. Who else we got on the bat? Shout out Lady Cash, you know what I'm saying? She doing some things out there. We got a lot of artists. Just DJ Live, he got some music coming out. Mellow Khan, you know what I'm saying? These different artists that represent all the way across the board, you know what I'm saying? So Brand King got some new music, you know what I'm saying? I'm be loading up different tracks and stuff. So don't worry, people, it's going down. If you miss it right here on blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio, this is the 30-minute snippet. You know what I'm saying? Just to whip it on you, you know what I'm saying, real quick, and then to let you know where to go. And also, we got a promo special going running to August 31st, hooked up, sponsored by bid66.com. Go to www.bid66.com, you know what I'm saying? Enter the promo code TLC Radio, right there in the little promo code button. It's on the right-hand side. Just look for it. Enter TLC Radio, and you get 20 free bids after you sign up, you know what I'm saying? And you also get 10 free bids when you sign up. So that's 30 free bids to get you started out, one of the hottest penny auctions online. So make sure y'all go through it, check it out, you know what I'm saying, when you get some time. Auctions begin 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, run all the way to 12. So at night, a.m. Eastern Standard Time, apply that to your time, get in there, rain shine, and do what you do, you know what I'm saying. It's worldwide, people. It's worldwide. Ships anywhere in the world for free. You know what I'm saying? They got free shipping. So get down with them. It's bid66.com. And it's going down real big. Now, to get on to the topic of My LVOL Monday presents virtual dating. It's been told that relationships are 95% mental and 5% physical, leading to the topic of, can online mental stimulation be healthy or harmful to the human psyche? Has online dating gone too far with some sites? And have you ever dated online or married someone who found someone online? Do you agree with, you know, dating online? You know, and all these in move are in stoke, you know. And don't forget, call in live, right, and speak your mind, people. You know what I'm saying? During the show, it's 347-237-5125. That's 347-237-5125. And we is all the way live up in the building of La Barrio, up in La Casa. So, one thing that, you know, gets kind of dangerous when I bring up the internet radio, you know what I'm saying, is the Craigslist incident that happened. And this is when people going through Craigslist and meeting, you know, chicks and meeting dudes over the Craigslist. They hook off a little wham bam, thank you ma'am, and then it's all done with. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when the dude, you know what I'm saying, he got old crazy dude, he done went on a killing spree and killed like 5 women, you know what I'm saying, through Craigslist, you know what I'm saying, off of the internet, just straight, not ever meeting this person. Beverly Burton, oh, I'm on the radio, Miss Beverly, you got to call it back. It's all good. She called back. She called back. So it brings up, you know, when people start doing dangerous things like that, you know what I'm saying? Is that safe, you know what I'm saying? Or is that really dangerous? You got other sites out there that bring up this social networking boom, you know what I'm saying, so to speak. And now everybody has a social network, you know, everybody trying to get to know somebody and put up, what the hell is it? I don't know, the online dating sites, you know what I'm saying? It's a million of them. You know, you got all these online dating sites where they go and match your own dimensions and all this other kind of crazy stuff, you know what I'm saying? So it just brings up the question, you know, is that really safe? How can a person really tell another person about you? You know what I'm saying? I seen something on the news, something a little special, where this website had it set up where they're talking about they're the whatever. They write the story about you, put it that way. They meet you, they write this fake ass story about you, then they present it to the other person to blow up all this shit about you. You know what I'm saying? To make you sound all woo woo woo. And then when you meet the person, you know what I'm saying, you got to go off of, you know, what they blew up on it. You know what I'm saying? And the people was like, well, isn't that kind of misleading and lying? I was like, well, no, because the people know, you know what I'm saying, how we doing it. You know, man, fuck that shit. People don't know everything, you know what I'm saying? People's interpretations of things, you know, are to each his own, you know what I'm saying? So you can't just say, oh, yeah, everybody knows what we doing, you know what I'm saying? Because that's not always true. So it got kind of crazy, you know. Then, you know, of course, online dating was just like, you know, the blind dating that hit the television show with Jenny Jones and all that kind of stuff back in the days. And, you know, where you had the guy, you know, did the blind dating and kind of find out the dude was gay and all this. And then the dude didn't like gay people and ended up killing the gay dude. You know what I'm saying? Now the dude in prison, you know what I'm saying, over that. Because things just go, you know, kind of wrong when you know, everybody don't like surprise. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't take surprises. And when you deal with online dating, you know what I'm saying? Well, up until now you got to, you know, it's cheap to get a webcam, $10 to get a webcam. Go and get a webcam, you pretty much can see what the other person is saying, you know what I'm saying? And doing. But for most people, you know what I'm saying, it gets kind of crazy because they be looking for more than that, you know what I'm saying? When they see the picture, you know, back in the days, you can just put a fake picture or email the fake picture and say, oh, yeah, that's me. I'm Johnny Buff so good, you know what I'm saying? And I'm weighing 180, and I got a number of muscles, and I work out every day. Then you meet the motherfucker, and he 110 and can't lift a weight, you know what I'm saying? Or she vice versa, you know what I'm saying? And she bigger than the conversation that y'all trying to have, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, you know, you just got to be careful out there, people. You know, call in, hit me up, 347-237-5125. Let me know, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know. Am I wrong? You know what I'm saying? Am I wrong? We're going to get into Ms. Janu. Y'all make sure y'all go check us out, www.charlattaradio.com. Oh, we just got in on the virtual dating, you know what I'm saying? Here we go. Let's get on in now. The co-hostess with the Moses, people. It's Evelyn Gaines, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got Johnny fan already, anyway.
Wow, yeah, I'm in now. Woof, made it.
Oh, there you go. Well, man, you is virtually up in here. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, I've been trying for the last 15 minutes to get a signal on the phone. I see you tried to call me. but it didn't go through.
Now you ain't got a home phone.
I'm supposed to get my signal again. What?
I said you don't have a home phone.
Yeah, I have a home phone. I set it up for long distance, but you didn't get the station set up for phone calls yet. So I thought,
oh, why you don't use the call in the Blog Talk?
I closed it. I got the long distance off, so I don't have to pay for it.
Oh.
I was going to get it when you had it moved over to the other station where it sounds better. Here it don't really matter.
You know, really. You see walkie talkies on this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Hello, that's what I'm talking about.
CB radio.
I'm not paying into BTR, okay? In any form or fashion.
All right, well, I'm paying enough, giving y'all free goddamn voice, you know what I'm saying? Well, we could be on trilateralradio.com and holding it down, but it's coming, people.
That's
cool.
So what's on the agenda today for Your House, My House Monday morning?
Yeah, man, well, you know, I gave the description already. We've been talking about virtual dating, and I gave my little spiel on it, you know. And like I say, you know,
that's
it's been told.
That's all I can say is, ouch, people, ouch.
It's been told that relationships are 95% mental and 5% physical. It always leads to the topic of, can online mental stimulation be healthy or harmful to the human psyche? And has online dating gone too far with some sites? And have you ever dated online or married someone you found online? And do you agree with dating online? All these and more in store.
Wow. Let me sum it up for you people on my end. You want to hear? Are you sure you want to hear? All righty. One, I never believed in that, you know, online business. I haven't even been online chatting. Well, since I've had my computer for almost 10 years, I just got on chatting about 2 years ago. I got introduced. I wasn't looking for no love. I wasn't on no dating site, no nothing like that. I was introduced through a mutual friend to a friend online through TalkBox, where you can see them face-to-face visually. I was hooked from that day on.
Which brings up the webcam era. See,
I said earlier,
you know, before all of this, we only had email. You can only email the image to a person, you know what I'm saying? You can only email a fake picture, put a buff body, and put the description, this is me. But then when the turn came with the webcam, then it just put everything out there, and it made that direct connect, you know what I'm saying, connection, you know what I'm saying?
Well, how could anybody fall in love online? Come on, you know, how could you do that? But you know what? I fell in love with the person inside, who they are. I got to know them better through typing and chatting and talking than I would have otherwise. I feel anyway.
Hmm.
That's my perspective. That's my little
sense. My dog,
but I don't recommend it. What
I
was
can't
that?
Cry. I can't cry. Shout out my homeboy Deuce. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, you know, I did the online. I've been on the internet since '96. So, you know,
that's dangerous.
I've been on it since its conception. I've been on it since Yahoo first started, before they had the instant messenger.
I've been on this
when people was fighting and calling and cursing out AOL for sending out them old 1,000-hour bullshit discs back in the day, talking about you can get online for free and shit, and get in that mother and then they'll wreck your brain trying to install it shit, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
you know.
That's
hurt. Yeah. So I've, you know, and I've been in the military too, so when I first dealt with it, you know what I'm saying, I dealt with it in the chat rooms. That was when Yahoo got up, and then they had these chat rooms up. And you can go into the chat rooms and just talk to different people. And then they had a little, you know, instant message, in the chat room. So that's how I started out. So it's always been the chat room around, but it's been on Yahoo. And Yahoo now has just got to the point where they're international. I mean, you can go anywhere in the world and really talk to anybody right there, you know what I'm saying, in their own country. That's Yahoo. You know what I'm saying? Just go to Yahoo, click on their chat, and boom, it'll take you anywhere in the world. So they were the pioneers of it. They were the first ones that really, you know, started everything, you know what I'm saying, and put the platform out there. And then everything else just started booming off of that, you know what I'm saying? But talking to somebody virtually online is just so different, you know what I'm saying? It's like you can say different things that you normally wouldn't face-to-face, just like in the physical.
We tend to
put more feelings out and let the guard down more. You know what I'm saying?
I was just going to say that the guard is down. The wall is down.
Yeah.
Face-to-face.
Like,
it may not be for everybody, but, you know. But then, you know, I was face-to-face with him, too. I mean, hours and days at a time. Nonstop, you know? I don't know. All I know is the heart has control. The head is gone. Lost his face somewhere, I'm telling you, people. Once they got their heart, it's all over. You can't even help yourself.
Can't cry, though, people. You got to do what you got to do. You know, virtual love, though, I mean, hey, you can go on to whatever the hell that is, ifoundlove.com bullshit, whatever the hell it's called. And, you know, and people will testify that they actually, you know, found true love, or so-called whatever they think is true love, you know. So
my sister found love on Match.com. She's got 3 kids now.
You know, your sister did?
Yep, she found.
What's her number? Call her right now. Got that one. Call her ass up.
She's at work
at Yahoo. Oh, yeah. See, we talking about Yahoo. What's the customer service line? We're gonna come through the customer service line, and then indirectly.
She's the computer engineer there. She's the computer engineer there.
Well, what I'm saying, so we're gonna indirectly say we need to get to the engineering computer department. I got the wrong number. Can you direct me?
Yeah,
okay.
I know a lot of people that have found their mates online. They, you know, they're saying that, like 3 out of 5 people are finding love online these days.
I mean, like I said, though, with the webcam, it makes it more personal now, though. You know, not when, you know, the first started out, we had to email each other. That's how we literally had to do it. You had to send an email to a person. I want to talk to you. They sent the email back, then you sent the email back, and you waiting on the email. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no instant message. Then there was like, you know, okay, well, we need to get the messages passed quick. And then you started getting a little instant messenger. AOL came out with the instant messenger. Yahoo came follow up AOL had the first instant messenger. And then Yahoo, you know, developed their little Yahoo messenger after that. You know what I'm saying? And I might have the two flat flip, but, you know, those are the first two that came out, and then that's how the messages started getting passed quicker.
Well, the hardest part really is now is that if you're a long-distance relationship, you're not in the same town, you're not in the same, even same state or country. If you never get to meet in real life. All righty then.
Well,
what'd you say? Buy a plane ticket?
Hey, you know, shit, get rich.
Yeah,
great
for the lotto, right?
Shit, get rich, guys. I mean, when it comes to love, you know what I'm saying? It do still come down to money, cause shit.
No, but if somebody really loves you, they'll come after you.
Oh, yeah.
Money should not even be an object in the way.
Believe you me, I done drove and, you know, I have that mental capacity to go the distance, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter to me. Train, plane, boat, a crane, goddamn it. I'm riding, hanging on that motherfucker to get to you. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm on the way. I'm on the motherfucking way. You know? But,
I don't
you
care
got,
how you get here.
Yeah, fuck. It's been a fucking cannon, a circus cannon, and boom! I'm on the way flying. You know what I'm saying? I'm there. You know?
That's it.
But
well,
got,
now
but
I'm in the Broken Heart Club right now, so that's
you
all
know,
I know.
But it has to come down to mutual. It's got to be mutual on all sides, though. You know what I'm saying? And it has to be mutual. And
yeah.
that's a big point of it. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole hard part. You know, because you know, like I say, you know, a lot of people don't even know themselves. You know what I'm saying? So getting to know somebody else.
What love got to do?
It's hard. Real quick, people, don't forget www.biz66.com. Put in the promo code TLC Radio. Get 20 free bids plus 10 free bids when you sign up. That's www.biz66.com. Go and check them out today. Yeah. Bids starts at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah. Apply that.
Well, if I had to do it all over again, I would. But it's
yeah,
love. Never have loved at all.
Yeah,
so
that's
said,
what. That's what the last idiot said. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
That's what a single person always talking about. It's better than love to love. Mama, you ain't even got nobody. How you gonna say some old dumb shit like that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels good.
I'm glad
y'all had kids. Like, how you gonna say that, Mom? You ain't got kids. You know what I mean? I'm so glad
y'all didn't have kids.
I'm glad y'all didn't have kids. And then you know, and then that's another thing. You know, the virtual dating with the kid involvement, because you know, it ain't just you two. Then you got to bring the kid into it.
Right.
You know, now that's a whole nother twist to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With the virtual dating and stuff. But even still, the webcam knocks down a lot of walls because children are fascinated with technology. Just like I turned, you know what I'm saying, my, you know, people's kids
just
on.
Click away.
And they fascinated with the webcam. They fascinated with technology, you know what I'm saying? So. You know?
Right.
All right, people.
Well,
we got to get on up out of here. And get on to the VIP for a little minute, and then I'm going to get on up out of here. I got to go to the beach. I'm going to the. What you doing for Memorial Day? What you got going on?
I'm doing nothing but mending a broken heart.
How can we mend?
He gave me super glue to mend my heart.
Ooh.
That's the virtual love right there.
How can we stop the rain? How can we stop the rain from falling? Stop the world, something like that. I don't know the whole song. I'm about to start humming and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'll spare you the heartache here, okay? And the tears, crocodile tears.
Hey, you know, I had a love. And I lost that. Oh, gotta make a fit. But you know, all good things come to an end. You know what I'm saying? And like me and my soulmate, we are at. You know, I had to send her text message for Memorial Day and say, you know, in memory of the love that we had. You know, happy Memorial Day.
Wow, you know. That's really
painful
right there. I can handle it.
Ah, man, you know, in memory of our love,
wow.
Man.
Here's
you
the
know,
Memorial Day.
You know,
we
got to.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Cut it off from here on in, right?
You know, I mean, you got to let life live.
Bury it with the rest of them. Yeah,
I don't believe in forcing things in life. You know what I'm saying? I live life. I'm a live life. That's what I do. I live life every day for what it brings to me on a daily basis. If it brings you back, it brings you back. But I don't believe in going backwards. I believe in going forward. So if if you do, that means you coming back forward. You know what I'm saying? You going forward. You know, that's the meaning of going backwards in a relationship. You know, it's not going back to the person, but if you going back to the same broke motherfucker, you know, or the same abusive motherfucker, then yeah, ain't no, you know what I'm saying, no sense in doing that. There's no progress in that. But if you come back to the person that has done a 360 in life, repented, got their shit completely 360 and boom, you know what I'm saying, and did it all for the love of you, then that's something that's powerful, you know what I'm saying? And then you know it's meant to be, you know, and that
real,
will be.
It will be. That's what I got to say. If it's real.
Yeah, it'll be, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I don't never force the issue, you know what I'm saying? I just give out tissues. Oh, that's some pimp shit right there. That's some pimp shit. I was just playing. That is a good pimp line, though, you know. Baby,
yeah.
I forgot the pimp line because I ain't a pimp, people.
There we are on the Starship Militarized, people.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We beaming all around the world, people. And I mean the world. Man, make sure y'all go to trylightradio.com and click on the listen live, because we got the Twitter chat right running right now and the exact chat. So it don't matter. You can, you know, because some people seem to like the exact chat and some people like the tiny chat, I meant.
Yeah,
it's kind of
that's
plain, though. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of bland.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to leave it for the video chatters. Yeah, I'm going to leave it for the video chatters and then leave the exact chat just for, you know, people who just want to, you know, chat. You know what I'm saying? Do all the smiley faces and special effects and stuff, you know? Say something quick,
but
you know what I'm saying?
Did you say you were going to do it, you know, radio show at Trilateral today or not?
Are
you just
going to
do it here?
Yeah, no, I'm heading out to the beach. No, I have my damn laptop done crapped down on me, so I had to miss a $125 DJ gig because my fucking laptop crapped down on me.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, so I'm just going to enjoy this Memorial Day for a little while and then get back on the ground full swing with my jangling. You know what I'm saying?
I hope not.
Well, it's intel, right?
It's intel.
Yeah,
right?
with my radio jingles, that is. Yeah, my radio jingles.
Yeah, you need a wheelbarrow for it, right?
Yeah, so I got invited out to the beach today, so we're going to go hang out to the beach and hang out with some nurses from Tampa General Hospital, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting my bathing suit, my shorts on, you know what I'm saying? My skibbies on.
Oh, you ain't got that thong?
I thought about it, but it might be a
PG-13
out there, you know. Might be a PG-13, you know.
That's all right.
You know,
if you got it.
My package can't handle the thong, you know what I'm saying? So I got to put the stability holders on, so, you know, I got the briefs on. You know, I'm rocking the little Hanes brief, looking like Michael Jordan on the commercial and shit.
Do you run on the beach? Give us that slow-mo action, you know?
Yeah, do my black Baywatch, you know what I'm saying? Do my black David Hasselhoff, man.
Go for it. Gotta have that thong, though.
You know, do a black Knight Rider thing until all hell breaks loose and, oh my God, what is that? Da 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 da. Then the lifeguard has to come and, you know, throw a buoy around it. You know what I'm saying?
I could just see it now.
Man, that's crazy. Virtual love, people. Virtual love. You do a lot of things virtually.
Right at home, that virtual love.
Hey, you can do a lot of things virtually. Believe that, you know what I'm saying? Mental stimulation.
Virtually.
You know,
virtually
is. Yeah. Mental stimulation. It is just, you know, just closing your eyes. You can dream of a million different things. You know what I'm saying?
Daydream.
And life is pleasurable. You know what I'm saying? It's all in how you think about it. You know, you can make pleasure out of anything. Hell, I go to jail, and it's a pleasurable experience to me. I've had the experience, the pleasure of being in the motherfucking military. So it's all the same, people. It's all hand in hand. I go on there and work out, get my training up, and get my mental mind back right because, you know, you got solitude. And the one thing about, you know, being incarcerated or going anywhere that you are taken away from your means, whether it's the hospital, mental hospital, or, you know, anything, when you have time for solitude, it brings you back to yourself, you know what I'm saying? It gives you time to think, you know what I'm saying? It's just like when we get out, walk out that door, we think about a million different things to do, and we only do probably about five of them because we're thinking about so many different things to do in life, you know what I'm saying? And then at the end of the day, like, damn, I forgot to do that. Damn, I forgot to do that. Damn, I forgot to do that. You know, but we thought about so much stuff to do. Did five things, burned ourselves out, got settled with the fifth thing. Like, fuck it. I think about what else to do later on, you know. And then you put it off, you know. Get burnt out. So you get burnt out.
Every day, people. That's all I can say. It was 12 years before my heart even, you know. I wasn't even looking for it.
I thought I found a love, and I lost it. Ooh, God. Oh. Sorry.
That's not a good feeling. That's not something to be singing about.
I said I knew I'm not walking on shaky ground. Ooh. Oh. That's all I remember for that song, you know. It actually is different. That's all I remember. Yeah. Once again, people, www.trilateralradio.com. We are streaming live 24/7. Go through it. Just support. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff coming pretty soon. I got to check my email, man. Lord willing, Prado Sec OTC done came through and taking me on as a sponsor so we can get these boats going, man. We get these boats rolling. Pour them in, people. I mean, pour them in by the shitloads. But I already got a lot of support. I already got people say they're going to come through. We just got to get the links dropped. Get it forwarded out, and then forwarded it out, and then forwarded it out, and then forwarded it out 100,000 times. And I just need one click. That's all I need. But we're working on it.
Oh, no. That click hurts. All I can say.
Hey. Yeah. Whoa. You say your click hurt? Oh, wow, my bad.
No, I didn't say that one. I said,
she said click. Clicking hurt. And you know, my fell in there somehow. You know what I'm saying?
No, that hasn't been touched. That's okay. That's all right.
My bad. My bad. Right. Okay, we're moving on. Get out of that area. Yeah, get out of that arena. You know what I'm saying, people. You know what I'm saying. You can virtually take yourself anywhere you want to be, like American Express. Huh?
Okay.
Only, yeah, well, it is. It's the same as American Express. Shit. Credit is virtual. You know, people think they virtually got money when they get a credit card. Oh, look, I got credit. They just sent me $100,000 that I ain't never had before.
What?
Right.
I got the spare change.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, here's money to pay back, even though you don't have a means to pay it back. We'll see you on the flip side. Mother. But it's all good, people. You got to do what you got to do. Step on the corner, sell some lighters. You know what I'm saying? If it's cold outside, you know what I'm saying? Sell lighters. You know, that's my philosophy. Get out there and sell lighters because, shit, you got to warm your hands up. Sell hand warmers. You know what I'm saying? Stand out there and sell hand warmers. Bam! If it's cold, you know what I'm saying? We the opposite. It's hot. So we got to stand out here and we sell thongs and bathing suits. You know what I'm saying? Right in the middle of the lane. You know what I'm saying? Bam! What you need, baby? What you need? Two-piece? Need
water.
A 3-piece? You know what I'm saying? Water. And we slang water. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? You make $1 million off of water
CDs
down here.
Got any CDs down there?
I mean, I do. Not everybody. That ain't everybody game, because these stupid motherfuckers don't know how to do the game. You can't sell CDs down here. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a business. So my business, you know what I'm saying, allows me to sell CDs. Just like the pawn shops and everybody else. That's how they got the big, you know, DVDs and CD signs up. Because they're not selling. They're reselling. You know what I'm saying? I'm retailing. You know, I'm not just selling that direct. I'm retailing. So, shit, you got to buy other products to get one product, you know, when it comes to me. So, but unlike walking to an average CD stand, and it's just a guy sitting up there with 5,000 CDs stacked up, you know what I'm saying? You obviously can see what he's doing and how much money he's making, you know what I'm saying? Just by calculating, you know, $100 off of each spool, and I don't count it over 10 spools, that's $1,000 that you got possibly sitting here that you can make possibly in one day. That's how they gauge it when they little, I don't know what the fuck kind of police they got. They got some kind of little special police that come down and fuck with people, you know, doing that type of shit.
You have to have a permit down there to do that?
It's not a permit. You can't even get a permit for it. You got to just know how to get around it, like myself. But, like myself, I teach the game, and stupid motherfuckers just don't want to do like I teach, and therefore they continue to get their ass swept off the fucking street. So I don't have nothing to do with that. But I do, you know what I'm saying, I do what I'm supposed to do. I don't charge people. I tell you what to do. I tell people, show people, tell them exactly left, right, left, go down, bam, this is how much it's going to cost, this is all you got to do. I've done all the footwork, so now I know what to do. Okay, so I put people on it blatantly, not to step on my game, because you ain't finna step on my game. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't worried about it. You working some completely where else. So, hell yeah, I'm gonna fill your head up with any information that I can give you. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna help you out. Boom. But then people just don't listen, you know what I'm saying? I tell my cousin who used to do it. Yeah, I say, just go and get some pencils. Go down and get a license, say you want to sell pencils. That's all you got to do. You know, you're retailing, selling pencils. You know what I'm saying? Hell, you selling the school kids. At the same time, you got pencils out there. That's what you got the license for. Now you out there with your CDs. Okay, now the CDs is your marketing tools in order to sell the pencils. So they can't directly come up and say that you're selling the CDs. No, the CDs are my marketing tools. These are just a marketing tool that bring in customers because they seem to like the CDs. But what I'm selling is the pencils. So you got to understand, these are just marketing tools. That's why when you go by the pawn shop, they got the big DVDs, you know, dollar DVDs or sometimes and all that kind of stuff, because they're marketing tools. So when you come inside, that's not saying that that's, you know, that's their direct product, but everything else. They're selling jewelry, pawn items, and all this kind of stuff. But to bring you in there, yeah, we offer this type of product, too. So that's legal. You know, that's legal because they licensed to resell that. You know, resell those items. Yeah.
Okay.
It's all in wordings, you know what I'm saying? Wordings is the loopholes. You know, that's how our whole legal structure is built, off of mind fucking you. You know what I'm saying? They mind fucking you with words. So they're going to tell you the same shit. You know, but just going to put it in a big-ass word and spin your whole cap. You know, you just got to know how to break the words down. Or know somebody that can break the words down that will make it sound and make it, you know, make it make sense to you. And that's where I come in at. So, with 1 minute left, people.
1 minute, yeah.
We got to get up out of here. Go to www.trialoutradio.com. Much love, my co-host with the Moses, Miss Helen Angel. All my virtual daters out there representing Seattle, Washington, and worldwide. I have much love for y'all, man. I got real love and virtual love. You know what I'm saying? It's right here. Feel it. You know what I'm saying?